Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Apes' jungles will be lost in 30 years. The jungle homes of the great apes will all but disappear in 30 years unless human beings slow down the rate at which they are logging, road building, establishing mining camps, and other infrastructure developments that are destroying the animals' habitats, the UN said recently. Human settlement and the trade in ape meat are wiping out gorillas, chimpanzees, and bonobos in Africa and orangutans of Asia, according to a United Nations report launched at the Earth Summit. The study, The Great Apes, The Road Ahead, from the United Nations Environment Program, includes findings by scientists from Norway and the United States. UN officials called for urgent action to save mankind's closest relatives, saying that their fate was crucial to the success of the Earth Summit's plans to reduce biodiversity loss by 2010. The great apes will be the litmus test of whether the world succeeds in this important goal, Klaus Töpfer, executive director of the UN Environment Program, said. The report looked at each of the four great ape populations and mapped out the likely impact on their habitats if development was not slowed down. Less than 10% of the remaining habitat of the great apes of Africa will be left relatively undisturbed by 2030 if road building, mining camps, and other infrastructure developments continue at current levels, the report said. The future of the orangutans of Southeast Asia looks even bleaker. In 28 years, there will be almost no pristine habitat left. The shrinking habitat has been accompanied by a sharp decline in great ape populations. Some estimates put the chimpanzee population at 200,000, compared with more than 2 million a century ago. There are a few thousand lowland gorillas left and only a few hundred mountain gorillas on the volcanic slopes of Rwanda, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Researchers say the great apes are highly intelligent with sophisticated social structures. Chimpanzees share 98.4% of human DNA, more than any other mammal. They are like us in more than our biological composition, said Jane Goodall. Saving the great apes is also about saving people, said Töpfer. By conserving the great apes, we will also protect the livelihoods of the many people who rely on forests for food, medicine, and clean water. Indeed, the fate of the great apes has great symbolic implications for humankind's ability to develop more sustainable future. The study estimates that around 28% of gorilla habitat remains, about 204,900 square kilometers that can be classified as relatively undisturbed. By 2030, the area left for gorillas is estimated to be 69,900 square kilometers, or just 10% of their original habitat. That amounts to a loss annually of 2.1% or 4,500 square kilometers per year of low-impact gorilla habitat in countries including Nigeria, Gabon, Rwanda, and Burundi. Chimpanzee habitat is going even faster, with an annual loss of 2.3% and some 390,840 square kilometers of remaining habitat that can be classified as relatively undisturbed. If infrastructure growth continues at current levels, the area left by 2030 is estimated to be 118,618 square kilometers, or just 8% of lowland impacted chimpanzee habitat from countries including Guinea, Cote d'Ivoire, and Gabon. Bonobo habitat will drop to 17,700 square kilometers, or just 4% of current areas that can be classed as relatively undisturbed. The annual loss of low-impact bonobo habitat amounts to a 2.8% or 2,624 square kilometer loss from the Republic of the Congo, the only country in which they are found. Only 36% or some 92,332 square kilometers remains of the original orangutan habitat that can be classified as relatively undisturbed, but the area left by 2030 is estimated to be only 424 square kilometers, or less than 1%. That amounts to an annual loss of 5% or 4,697 square kilometers of low-impacted orangutan habitat from areas such as Sumatra, Indonesia, and Borneo, which includes Kalimantan, Indonesia, Brunei, Darussalam, and Sarawak and Sabah in Malaysia. Story written by Anthony Brown, the environmental editor for the Environment News Service. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by,